Hello, and welcome back to the Reality Check Podcast. I'm happy to report that I've gotten a few great questions in so far, and I'm actually really eager to answer them. If you finish listening to this and think I might be able to provide some insight into a problem you're having, please use the contact form to write in. Everything will be anonymous, so please provide as much detail as you can. All right, so let's jump into the first question. It reads, I am a student in college. I'm studying biology because my parents want me to become one. I assume they mean a biologist. They're paying for my college, so I feel obligated to do this for them. I hate biology, though. I want to become a graphic designer because I love working with in Photoshop, but I know my parents wouldn't approve, and I feel conflicted because of this. What should I do? All right, so first question, and we're already on to a tough one. That's awesome. The first and most obvious suggestion I would make, and this is pretty... this is going to be a common theme in all my answers, is to sit down and talk with them. If you can convince them to support you despite their misgivings, that would be the best and easiest outcome for everybody. So the first step is to establish the tone of the discussion. Here's how I would do it, but of course, feel free to alter this to suit your personality and that of your parents. I would start by thanking them for paying for college in the first place, and emphasizing that because I realize how much of a huge gift it is, it makes what I'm about to say even harder to get out for fear of seeming ungrateful. Hopefully something along those lines sets the tone as thankful and almost pleading for a sympathetic audience. You want your parents on your side, in that even if they disagree with you, they still might be able to sympathize with your desires. Next, I would say something like, I want to make you both proud, but after trying to engage with biology for a while now, it just isn't what I'm passionate about. And if I'm forcing myself to go through the motions purely to please someone else, not only is it not going to bring that sense of pride and satisfaction like I know you both want it to, but I'll also be relatively poor at applying it because my heart won't be in it. So see how they react to that. If they ask what you'd rather be doing, you can mention graphic design. But honestly, I wouldn't harp too much on that aspect because part of being in college is ruling things out, not so much committing heart and soul to any one thing. If you find something later that you like even more than graphic design, you don't want to have to go back to them and explain how, you know, there's this new thing that you're passionate about. It might start to sound like the boy who cried wolf. So I would focus on your thoughts on biology and see if they're open to the idea of letting you experiment with different career paths. But let's speculate, for the sake of being prepared for the worst. Let's say that they say, we refuse to pay for your schooling if you don't stick with biology. Now, aside from getting over the unpleasant emotions that that's sure to dredge up, you're faced with a choice. Do you do what's best for your long-term happiness and self-esteem, or do you acquiesce to their wishes in order to please them, and continue to get a paid ride through school? There are definitely pros and cons on each side, but let's take money out of it and view it purely as a psychological issue of pleasing others versus pleasing oneself. I would argue there's really no debate there in that you have to do what's best for you. Think about the myriad of consequences that might impact you if you lived your life for your parents' preferences. As I mentioned earlier, you'd probably end up being a subpar biologist because it's hard to be good at something that you hate. B, you'll always feel like you're living someone else's life. Like there's the real you, and then there's the you that you pretend to be to make them happy. And C, your self-esteem would be under constant assault because in the back of your mind, you'd be reminded daily that you didn't stand up for yourself at this crucial moment. I mean, imagine going to work day in and day out thinking, I don't want to be here, and the only reason I am is because someone else wants me to be. I mean, to me, that sounds like a metaphorical prison. So in all these ways, and probably more, it's playing with fire to live your life for others. You can't really avoid these cause and effect, factors that will impact you. But then we add money back into the mix, and it makes everything a little more complicated. Without their help, you would have to take out student loans, work a part-time job, or maybe even a full-time job, depending. And then perhaps have to go work a job after college that you also don't like in order to pay down the debt while you work on getting your graphic art career going, which I know from personal observation is a pretty tough field to crack into. Now, this route is obviously harder in terms of sheer work required on your part, But I would say that it still holds the greater long-term likelihood of making you happy and fulfilled in your life. One thing I've noticed is that people rarely look back and regret not having enough money. Almost all regrets involve surrendering to the easier, the weaker path, instead of staying strong and heading down the harder but more satisfying path. Money comes and goes, and you can always find new ways of making more of it. But the one resource you can't reclaim is time. Doing something harder, but that ultimately represents who you are, is a better use of your time. And in terms of making your parents proud, they probably just want to see you succeed in life, and they view biology as the best means of achieving that, because I'm assuming that's how they achieved. If you can show them that you're going to be a success regardless of what particular field you settle on, they'll come around eventually. As long as you emphasize that this is not about rejecting them, or their decisions while raising you, or their own career path, or what have you, they just want to know that they raised a strong, independent adult. If you show them one, that should make them happy, ultimately. Understandably, what I've suggested here is going to be very tough. First, the conversation with them that I'm sure you're not looking forward to, and then potentially dealing with their rejection. But from my point of view, the danger that you'll look back and regret your college years and your early adult career path hopefully outweighs the fear of rejection that you may be feeling, as well as the, you know, completely relatable instinct to not rock the boat. It's easier to just go along, but it's usually not better. Especially on something as big as a career, which is something that you'll be spending, you know, the majority of your life focusing on. So that's my take on it. I hope I was able to persuade you to at least have a heart-to-heart with your parents, because communication is the absolute key to any and all interpersonal relationships. You might be expecting the worst, but it's probably not as bad as you're fearing. I'd love to hear back about it, though. Let me know how it turns out. So that about concludes the first Q&A podcast of Reality Check. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you again next Friday.